Blog Talk Radio.
After dark on this Friday, very cold in Seattle, by the way. Welcome to Daytime After Dark on the Blog Talk Network. And I am so excited about our interview tonight because it's been one I've been trying to get for so long, you know, since you. And I am so, so excited. We have Brianna Lane. She's currently playing Brooke Astin, Brooke Astin Quartermain. And so I'm going to bring her on.
When he leaves me.
And my sister is going crazy. Okay, so yeah, we have Brianna Lane on, and she's currently Brooklyn Quartermain Astin, and she's filling in for Amanda, but she is so great in this role, people, that I want to give her another role because her talent is amazing. So let me bring her on.
Hello.
Oh my gosh. Hi.
Hi.
Over the moon.
Oh,
I mean,
thank you so much for having me on.
No, I am like one of your biggest.
I so appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Lisa is a godsend because I kind of begged. I go, can you do me a favor? She goes, of course, but you anything. I'm like, get Brianna on the show. She's like, okay. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, that's so
and
great.
Okay.
I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, and I love Amanda. Don't get me wrong, people. I don't want any treats after the show. But you are doing amazing in the role of Brooklyn Quartermain Astin, you know. Because I'm not sure if you send your name to Quartermain, like, you know, Ned did, or if you just stayed, you know, Astin and not Quartermain. So I wasn't positive on that, so.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think she, I mean, who knows if she'll go back to Astin, but for now she's a Quartermain.
Okay, well, see, yeah. And I've had you TV father on Wally on the show from us, and you guys working together has been amazing. And
thank you. I love
Molly. He knows how much I love him. But right now, Ned is being mean to Brooklyn. Sorry.
Yeah.
You made a mistake. You made.
Both being
okay.
To each other, actually. It's so. It's just been such a joy working with Wally. He is such a generous actor, and he's so present, and it makes my side of, you know, acting so much easier when I'm in scenes with him because he's just so plugged in, you know? So that's been awesome.
Well, yeah, and, I mean, when, you know, Brooklyn, now you don't mind people, when she went to Ballantine, of all people, to help her out, when I saw that, I'm like, okay, this is not going to be good. This is not going to be good whatsoever. And I was right. And, you know, I'm like, I'm like, I was screaming at my TV for you. I'm like, don't do it. Do not do this.
I know.
Go to Uncle Sonny.
I know. She can't help herself, but just, you know, make the, she's a fearless gal. She has no fear.
I mean, I get why you would do something like that. That would be something I would do. Brooklyn was desperate at that moment. She wanted her music back. I don't blame you. I see why you did it, but since Valentine is the snake that you kind of sucked with him, didn't you?
We did. But the beauty of that is I actually saw him not as a snake, and I actually saw the real Valentine and kind of what he was struggling with, and we kind of bonded over our mutual struggle, you know, with being kind of the black sheep and being misunderstood, and so I think there'll be a great friendship that comes with that.
I'm like... I'm like, okay, because Julian, you know, I think, you know, you always slept with him. Yes, you slept with him, too. Okay, so Brooklyn apparently loves Bad Boy. Okay, I get it. I totally get it.
Uh-huh.
Really, I totally understand why you do the things you do. And I'm glad you're kind of nicer to Lulu now. Because, you know, you guys, if you saw before you came on, you missed the biggest cat fight in history.
Oh, my God, I know.
And
it was like, like champagne was being like sprayed. It was like so nuts and so fun to watch, actually.
Exactly, and... I mean, do you know how long are you on? Oh, you can't say. Oh,
I can't say.
Because everyone is falling in love with you.
Oh. Well, I love playing her. I mean, I love being on the show, too. It's such a great show. I'm going to be so sad when I leave. So, and thank you to all the fans that have been supporting me and welcoming me as this new cast member. It's been really... I felt the love, and it's made me feel great, and that I'm, you know. Yeah, go ahead.
Nothing to take away from Amanda, because I also want to get her on the show. So it takes nothing, you know, because I love Amanda too. But when they brought you in, and I wanted to kill Neil for you. Well, I've been wanting to kill Neil since he first came in and destroyed Carly's life. Okay,
yeah.
I will put that out there. I was not a male fan to begin with, because you go against the Corinthians, you're done.
Yeah.
In my book.
Yeah.
And so when you got stabbed, well, you know, stabbed in the throat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I was thinking. It was fast, okay? And I was thinking, you know, it's too bad Zossel wasn't in the next room or something, because Eden was able to beat Neil up a year and a half ago. So I'm thinking, okay, you know, it's too bad Zossel or Lulu was not there, because... you know, to save you from this. And, you know, you tried to call Michael quickly, and then you got unconscious, and then you were in the hospital. And I'm like, okay, they can't take her beautiful voice away. This is wrong. This is wrong on every level to me. And I watched the scene back, like, over and over. And how was shooting that scene? Because for me, I was on the edge of my seat, like, oh no, she's going after my book right now. Okay, how was that?
Oh, how was shooting that scene? I mean, it was like, it was so fast, but it was just, it was incredible working with Chloe. She is such a good actress. And she really, like, I was like scared in the scene because she's so good. And I was so excited to work with her too. So I was a little nervous actually, because I had been watching, you know, I'd been watching so much General Hospital before then. So I knew, I knew everyone's storylines, and I was just, I became such a fan of Chloe.
Oh.
And so I was like,
that's kind of cool.
Yeah. So I was like, oh my gosh, with everyone. I was like fawning over like Sophia and like Caitlin and like everyone. I was like, you guys are amazing. And like, everyone's so talented, because I was just so in awe coming onto the show, and everyone's so talented and prepared, and just like, I was just so blown away. But so in that scene with Chloe, I was so freaked out, and yeah, and it was a little hard to, you know, they were trying to figure out how to shoot it too, because it's kind of a tricky shot with like a knife going towards some, or scissors,
mm-hmm.
sorry, going towards someone's throat, you know, so they had to like cut. So technically they had to kind of like do a dance there with that. But it was kind of, what I will say is the only part that was a little relaxing about it was after I fell and I was just laying in a pool of blood, I could smell the blood, but it was nice to just take a little nap on the floor for a few scenes when Dustin and Lulu come in and save me, essentially. I mean, if they didn't find me, I don't know what would have happened to Brooklyn.
I mean, once I saw the fall, I was, like, screaming at the TV, someone get in there and save her. You know,
I mean, after
she was doing a really nice thing, calling Michael and warning him what was about to happen. And then Monica gets chloroform from your kind of boyfriend's alien.
I know.
And I'm like, okay, this was excited, and I know I was going to ask you, because of COVID, and, you know, there's not a lot of people, they're, you know, looking like, you don't see everyone every day because of COVID, right? I mean, usually it's more people than, you know, they have on, correct?
Wait, we'll say that one more time?
I mean, like, you know, because of the shooting, it feels like you can only have like 2 or 3 or 4 people in one scene, or 5 people. But like right now, they could not have a wedding right now. I mean, you know, they have
Mike's
funeral, and
funeral.
By the way, killed me. You killed me. With the, you know, the scenes that you have with Mike, Max Gill, I was beside you, were so determined to get over there, and like you wanted to stay because you and Mike had that relationship, and so I was crying for you. I'm like, she gets out of bed, goes in the wheelchair, go see Mike before he passes, and I was glad they wrote in that Michael called you to say he passed away, and so you can go over there and check Sonny out, you know, because Sonny is your honorary godfather. I mean, as godfather, you know, I'm just, you know, remembering. Yeah, so how is it working with Minnie Spinard? Because you guys are terrific working together. And the way he was in the hospital, you know, I mean, he needed the info that Neil did this to you. But, like, he didn't really want to bug you. But he goes, baby, I am so sorry, but...
Yes, I got to get more info.
And the moment you shook your head yes, you know, Sonny was gunning for Neil regardless, but Neil just went after his goddaughter, and Sonny would not, if she didn't fall off the cliff, Sonny would have gotten revenge for you know, but Glenn, he would have. He loved, you know, you can see the bond between you two. It comes out in the scene because the way you guys have been working together. And it just really, I think, that's it, because everyone loves Mo. Everyone loves Mo. And so how's it working with, like, you know, the biggest, I don't know, in the hospital? Well, I think he is, because without Sunny, there would not be any mob. Without Sunny, you know. So how is it working with him?
Oh, my gosh. He is, like, the nicest man. I will say this, I was watching the episodes, you know, before I started work, and I just remember watching him on screen and just being so in awe of his presence. Like, he's just so good. Like, the second he comes into a scene, like, the energy in the room shifts, you know? It's like everything, everyone's just, like, all eyes on Sonny, because he's so dynamic as an actor and so, so, like, easy and fun to watch. So I was a little nervous at first, but he was so kind, and we just connected right off the bat, and he's just, he's so funny too. Like, in between takes, he's really hilarious, and just a great guy, and he's all about the work. He comes prepared, you know, like, he's such a hard worker, and it was just, it was like a dream to work with him. It was great.
I mean, it really did so on screen, and it showed on screen with you and Michael too, that you know, you guys are the Quartermains, you know, up and coming Quartermains, to, you know, you guys are the next generation to preserve the Quartermain everything, you know. Okay,
right.
People, Wally is not going anywhere, but what I'm saying is they do need the next generation to come and, you know, do things evil, and, you know, and with Brooklyn, I see Tracy a little in Brooklyn, which, you know, is scary enough. But, I mean, when you think about Brooklyn and all the people you've worked with in this amount of time that you've been on, and when you got to work with Steve Burton, and, you know, he took you back to the hospital, and I'm like,
so
I want Jason to take me back to the hospital, please.
I know. I know, he's so big, and, like, but he's, like, such a sweetheart. He's, like, he's just, like, the sweetest guy. Steve. And it was, like, so funny because fans were talking. They're like, oh, Brooklyn and Jason got a scene together. So sweet and pushing to her. And
no,
like,
you guys love cousins. I mean,
yeah, it's true. Yeah.
It was just a sweet, you know, thing. And you were came with Sadu and Willow, who I love. I love both of them. You know, please just maybe keep them together. I mean, at first I was Willow and Safe, and then Michael and Sasha. But now I'm so torn up, because this is about you, because I see the chemistry between you and Safe.
Yeah. Well, especially, did you watch the episode on Wednesday where I tried to do karaoke?
I haven't watched Wednesday.
You haven't watched it?
But don't worry.
Okay, well,
I will.
You?
But I just think you guys are cute. And it would be okay with me if you hopped into bed with that one. Because he's a cop, he's nice. And, you know, you can't do anything really with Dante, because even if you could, you shouldn't, because after all, you know, technically, you know, your son is goddaughter, and Dante's his son. But, you know, then again, you know, there was a whole Dante Brooklyn back in the day, just, you probably already know that since you've been watching.
Yeah, where she drugged him or something, right?
Yes.
There's a storyline where Brooklyn drugged him and Lulu caught them together, but she didn't really drug. She just wanted, it was like for Carly or something. I forget. I remember watching that.
Yeah.
Because I watched a lot of Adrian's episodes of Brooklyn, too, as research, you know. I wanted to watch Amanda's Brooklyn and Adrian's Brooklyn. So I saw that episode. It was intense.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, you know, you're coming in as a recast during the height of COVID-19, you know. I mean, 2020 was already, like, thrown away. In that, I almost wanted to take the calendar down in most. And
yeah, I know, right?
Not having Zeno Hospital on for 4 months was, I felt like I was a teenager again, and I got grounded for something I did not do. And
yeah.
I felt like I was grounded because I love Zeno Hospital. It's my number one. It's been my number one since my mom was bossing Luke and Laura. So, you know, and you've seen with Emmy Lou Ryan. Oh, you know, really, you guys have a very contested relationship. But I'm hoping that maybe you guys, you know, can, you know, be a little more friendly. Even though before you came on, there was a great scene with the mental code, and you guys kind of trust my colleague's mental code, but it was awesome.
So,
and then you have Dustin too in play.
Mm-hmm.
So why not Valentine, Zulian, Sage,
Chase,
Dustin? Okay,
oh
then just put Zach in there. This is the heck of it.
Why not?
Oh, and by the way, Lisa never told me how long you have. So, you know, if we, you know, she's like, I'll just tell you by ear. I'm like, fine. But now I've enjoyed, like, so many moments since you came on. And I feel like, but I was going to ask you before, you know, before I do my crazy Carly move, that I was going to treat Frank and say, okay, we know Amanda might be back. Okay, we understand that. But could you make her a role? Could we just make her, like, one of the serials' cousins something? Because I don't want
to
see you gone.
I don't want to see you gone
off the show. And I think I love Amanda, I do, but I haven't interviewed Amanda, so, you know, I get to interview you, so, you know. Before I bring in my co-host, because I know what they are going to say, you took all this time, we didn't get to talk to her, then the boys will be like, so contentious to me for, like, the next week was, I don't want to deal with. But after they asked you a couple of stuff, I have follow-up questions. And also, can you follow me back at daytime 6976? Because I'm following you, and Lisa says she will ask you. But she didn't know if you got the message. So
Instagram or, Twitter? Or which one? Or both?
Daytime 1976 on Twitter,
On Twitter. Okay, perfect.
So, yeah. And now I'm bringing on the boys.
All right.
Let's see. David or Bobby? Which has been more nice to me this week? Well, Bobby's always nice to me, but I will bring on David first.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, David.
Hi, Brianna. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. You are doing an awesome job on Jasper. You are really doing awesome.
Oh,
knocking out of the park. You really knocking out of the park.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Fan,
I so appreciate it.
As a fan of Jasper for over 30 years, I mean, you're probably one of the best recasts there have been, I think. Personally.
Wow. That means a lot. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Okay, the scene where you were caught lip syncing, what was I filming that? The scene we were caught lip syncing. The scene we were caught lip syncing. You and Amy were caught lip syncing.
Mm-hmm.
What was I filming that?
What was what?
What was like some of the scene where you caught lip syncing at the lip syncing? We caught lip syncing, you and Amy.
Yeah, that was nuts. That was hilarious because I kept, like, when we were shooting that scene, actually, like, I kept wanting to actually to sing the song, and I had to try really hard not to. And it was so fun doing it. We had a lot of laughs in between takes because of how, like, nerve-wracking the whole situation was. And, you know, like, Lucy was in the room, and Valentine and Sasha and Amy and Chase. Like, it was like a whole... It was a whole deal, but it was a blast. I had such a fun time shooting that. It was a lot of fun.
It's like a bit, yeah. And what was like working with Lynn Herring? Because I loved Lynn Herring. It was really cool. What was like working with her? Lynn Herring.
With
Lucy
who?
Cole.
Lucy Cole. Oh my gosh, Lynn is the nicest woman. She was the first. I had my first scene with her. In Deception's office with Maxie, her, Sasha, and Valentine. That was my first scene. And she was so welcoming. She was like, soap operas are awesome. Because I'd never done a soap before. I'd only done, you know, I've only done episodic TV and movies.
Yeah.
And so I was so new. And she just was so kind and just lovely and so complimentary and so supportive. And she made me feel so confident on that first day. And I didn't see her again until we did that lip syncing scene. So it was kind of cool to kind of have been on the show for a second and then see her again. And then I told her, I was like, you're right, soaps are the best. And she was like, I told you. So it was great. And she's such a good actress. I mean, she says the lines for the most part, but she'll like ad lib a little here and there. And she's so funny, and it's just like hard not to laugh in the scenes sometimes because she's so entertaining to watch. She's so funny. So yeah, it was a joy working with her. I love Lynn.
Awesome, yeah, number two. Yeah, I'm a big fan. Also, you are on Grimm too. What was I working on Grimm.
With who?
Grimm. You was on TV show Grimm.
Grimm, the show, the TV show. Yeah, that was cool because I turn into a worm, which is wild.
Yeah.
And they had to, I had a double who was a guy, which is weird because they wanted to make me look like a scary worm. And so every time I did this like crazy head roll back, did you watch the episode?
Yes.
You have to check it out. Oh, you did? Okay, so you know how I do that like head turn thing? And then I morph into the worm. I would do that, and then they would be like, okay, cut. And then they would get the worm guy in, and then they would have him do it. So I was like, I want to be the worm. But it was so fun. It was so fun playing two different people in one person and then also a worm. Like, it was crazy. But it was so fun. It was like 2 weeks in Portland, and the cast was amazing, and the special effects team were just so cool, and I had a blast.
Yeah, I love that show, Grimm. Yeah, I watch it all the time. You used to watch it all the time.
Oh, so good.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to watch that. Yeah, I watch that for your birthday. Yeah. I also want to wish you a happy birthday. I know you just had a birthday.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, on the 27th. Woohoo.
Yeah. What do you do on your birthday?
I straight chilled. I did not do a thing, basically. I was like, you know what? I just want to relax. I never get to relax on my birthday, which sounds ridiculous, but like every year I feel pressure to put a party together or a dinner or do something. And because of quarantine and Corona and stuff, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to like have a me day. So I did like a full self-care day, and it was the most perfect birthday. I actually preferred it. I was like, I think I want to keep doing this every year. So it was really nice.
I want to say I love you and the character you play, and you're always welcome to come back anytime.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much.
It was great talking to you.
Okay, David, I'm going
to
bring on Bobby.
Awesome.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Brianne. Hey, Brianne.
Hey. How's it going?
Fine. I tweeted you a message how I was so excited to be talking to you tonight with Carly and David earlier today. I don't know if you got the message or liked it or whatever, but
I didn't. It was on Twitter?
Twitter,
I don't get messages. Yeah. For some reason, I don't get direct messages on Twitter, but I can see them on Instagram, but I have to – yeah, go ahead.
Right. No, it was actually through the actual message. I didn't direct message you because we don't follow each other, and that's the only way where I can direct message you.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, but anyways, I just want to say, even though it's a couple days late, and I apologize because I should have wrote this on your Instagram page, but happy late belated birthday.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah.
I love my birthday. I love it because, like, for a whole week, people are still wishing you happy birthday, and you're, like, standing in the sun in celebration of your birthday for a whole week. Pretty
great. And when I look at the recast of stars who originated the role and took time off because of medical issue or because of other things, I think back to when Kirsten took time off for a year because of an illness and was replaced, and next thing you know, Jen Lowe is a big star on the Hallmark Channel. And
I know. Jen's a friend of mine.
And then you see Kirsten Storm also leaving for a month, and Molly Burnett coming from Days of Our Lives to play her for a while, and now she has her own show with Queen of the South. I see a possibility of a trend going on once Amanda comes back with you.
Oh, I like your prediction.
Yeah, I mean I'm not a psychic, but I see a trend that happened that. Here, because when I looked at what Jen did to keep the role of Maxie for a year going on, then later on play Teresa for 5 years on Days of Our Lives, and then do all these Hallmark Channel movies, that really brought me that really where I can look at you as being somewhere like that in about a year or so from now. Maybe maybe General Hospital might want to keep you, or if another soap grab you. Or whatever, and because I can see possibly something similar to what Jen did about 8 years ago when she took over the role of Maxie for a while Kirsten was out because of the illness.
Right.
Anyways, are you kind of happy now that you don't have to wear that bandage on your neck?
Oh my gosh, you guys, it is the best. I feel like that bandage was its own character. Like, someone on Twitter compared it to the Corinthos, like, moss plant or something. the Corinthos moss plant is jealous or is finally happy that the bandage is gone because it, like, was stealing its light or something hilarious. But, it was so big. And, you know, it had to be on there because obviously she just had, like, a horrific flash. It'd be weird if she didn't have a bandage. But it was pretty funny, especially after my scene with Valentine, where we got romantic, that the bandage was still on after I took a shower and all that. And I James and I were laughing about it, like, wow, that bandage has just been through it all. You know, it's just going strong.
Yeah. Well, thank goodness that Nell didn't take out one of your eyes, because I cannot see you with my eyes.
I know. Could you imagine? That would be so distracting. That would be obviously awful. Like, it'd be such a
I'm not a big Nell fan. Nell fan, but I'm just being thankful that Brooklyn didn't lose her sighting temporary lost her singing voice for now. But I hope that she can come back and sing some more.
I know. I hope so too. And it was so funny. I don't even know if GH knew I was a singer when they cast me. Or that I had, you know, was in bands or anything like that. So it was like a really funny coincidence, actually.
Right, because I remember when Adrienne Malone was Brooklyn, prior to getting the role, she was a great musician doing songs for not only the show but her own music as well. And
yeah,
and I see something similar to this. But I wish the best of luck to Amanda once she has her kid. And hopefully, like I said earlier, you can probably follow in what Jen Lilly's footsteps was, because she's staying in general hospital for a year while Kirsten was out with an illness. And next thing you know, she's on Days of Our Lives, and now she's on every Hallmark Channel movie. I can see the same thing possibly happening to you.
That would be amazing. I would love to keep doing soaps. I mean, they're just, I just love the community it has, you know, that it just, it creates, and just the workflow and just the stories, and I just, the community and the fans, like, it has just been such an incredible experience.
Right. Well, like I said earlier, just start the call. Happy belated birthday, and hopefully,
thank you.
As I said earlier, you'll be on the show or doing more roles like this because of this, and hopefully, hopefully you won't get too upset when Amanda comes back from her maternity leave. I don't want to see a cat fight break down.
I'm happy she's come. You know, it is her role. You know, right. And I was honored to take over for her and help out in that way. But it really is hers, and you know, and from what I understand, she's definitely coming back. So, So I hope wish her all the best when she does.
Well, I sent you a couple of letters in the mail earlier when you guys came back when you made your debut, and I'm planning to send a Christmas card to you. Hopefully, it'll get there before you leave, because I don't know how long Amanda came back and stuff from her maternity leave, but hopefully you can probably, you know, if you get out of ATH fan events coming up in 2021, maybe hopefully I'll see you in Raleigh, perhaps. So I know
I'm doing a fan event on November 8th. So next Sunday, I'm doing one with Johnny Wachter, who plays Brando. And we're doing, so we're doing a fan event next week. If you guys, if anyone listening wants to buy tickets with fantasy events, I can link it on my Twitter after this call. But, would love to meet everyone and see all you guys there.
Okay. Well, I wish you the best of luck on General Hospital. And tell
Thank
Wally
you.
Kirk that I said hello, and he's been great knowing on GH, but on date. And I hope and would love to have him back on the show real soon.
Awesome.
I met him
Thank
in Myrtle Beach
so
back in February before everything shut down. So give Wally my best regards and tell him I said hello and tell him that he's welcome back.
Oh, awesome. Thanks so much, Bobby.
Okay.
Bobby, I'm
going to
put you on hold. And so, wait, you are doing a fan event with Johnny. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I never usually ask favors. Well, okay, finally, I ask Wally for favors all the time. Okay. But if you could mention to Johnny, I don't know, my show and coming on, because I'm like, I've fallen in love with him. Like, you know, ever since he's been on and I've been kind of hoping YouTube would hook up. Like, that's the line, but
that would be cute too.
It hasn't happened yet. So I'm like, okay, not that I want to see Brooklyn sleeping with everyone through, you know, post hours, but, you know, it's just, I would love it. So if you could mention that to him, and also mention to him that, you know, Lisa would love to have him as a client. See, I'm helping Lisa by helping myself. See how that goes.
Right.
And my questions, before I let you go, even though I don't want to let you go, how was working on Modern Order, LA, how was that? Because you were terrific in that, because I'm a Modern Order junkie. Like, I watched every Modern Order. When it was this Modern Order, I watched the LA, I watched SUV, I watched everything. How was that?
Wow, it was awesome. I got to work with Skeet Ulrich, who I grew up watching on in Scream, and like all of the 90s movies, and I was so excited to work with him. And he was so incredible and so all about the scene and the work and, like, you know, just was awesome. And it was just so iconic. Like, it's such an iconic show that it was so exciting.
Yes.
I did tend to, in my 20s, though, play a lot of that type of character, if you know what I mean. Like, just kind of the girl. She's not a little, you know, she's a little promiscuous, but she has a heart of gold. But I played a lot of those characters on crime shows. And it was just, and like, I did CSI before that, same type of character, but, it was just great. They were awesome. And Corey Stoll was awesome too. It was just, working with those actors was pretty, pretty memorable.
Exactly. And you were also on Drop Dead Diva, where they never took that one off the air. That is my little, my, like, when that went off, I was not happy. And, but, like, you've been on Hawaii 502, people. And
yes,
so, when you've been on Hawaii,
I went to Hawaii.
Did you get to go to Hawaii?
Yes, I was in Hawaii.
And did that? Oh, gosh. Right now with COVID, like, I don't know if you feel the same way, but, like, I've been having, like, these fantasy trips in my head.
Yeah.
Like, everywhere I want to go, because this is the longest I've ever stayed in Seattle in my whole life.
Yep.
It's like, you know, COVID came. See, COVID came here in, like, mid-January, February, so we were the first people that got hit.
Gosh.
So basically, I never thought it would be this long, but it has.
Whoa.
But, you know, it was, you know, like, God, you and I should go to Hawaii, and you were on anger management. Anger management, you were so good on, because see what
Thank
I do
you.
Now. And I set my people up to my favorite actresses, and you're one of them. And so everything that you're in and record, which is really awesome,
so cool.
I think. Yeah, and also, how was, because I remember you working on E! Network. I remember that. And how was that? Because I'm obsessed with E! How was that?
Yeah. It was so fun. I, like, started off hosting for CBS. Well, I was, like, hired as a writer first and then kind of, like, fell into hosting at, like, 21, 22. And after that, I was just acting. And then E! News had this audition to be one of the hosts, and I auditioned and got it. And it was, like, so fun. Like, I remember one day I had my makeup, I was getting my makeup done next to Ryan Seacrest, which is crazy. And it was when him and Juliana had that show, or Juliana, I think it's Juliana Rancic, had that show together. And it was just so fun. And I remember doing the Oscars. So we had live coverage. Basically, I had to be in the E! Offices while the Oscars were going. And they were writing the copy as the Oscars were happening. And then I would run into the newsroom and do a segment and run back. It was pretty crazy, but it was really fun.
Wow. I just remember you on it. And I just, you know, I love E! I love Entertainment Tonight. You know, besides, I have to get some celebrity news on the show. And also, you were on Swiss Steppers. Actually, my niece brought it to my attention. So he's like, you guess was on Swiss Steppers. I'm like, really? He goes, yeah. So, yes, you have so many fans out there that I don't think you even know you have.
Cool.
Yeah, and then my closing question. So, okay. During this whole COVID crisis, and you really didn't do anything for your birthday, well, neither did I in June, because of COVID. And so in next year, I will be 45. Yeah, 45. I think 40. Okay, I've been lying about my age so much that I forget. Okay. But what I was going to say was, I would love it if you could come on my birthday show. I mean, Wally does come on some years. Everyone, almost all my friends, you know, Wally usually does, because if he doesn't, he knows Carly will be upset with him, kind of thing. So, yeah, and I would love it if you could come my birthday show in June, and of course I will tell Lisa to about if she can remind you. And I'm grateful that you're working with Lisa, because she's the most nice PR person to deal with ever. Lisa, are listening, I love her. She, you know, got so many people on the show. For me, I am so blessed with her. And also, okay, so if you could talk to Zani when you guys are at your event and just kind of slide in, you know, how much fun you had on the show. And you can ask Wally how much fun he has, because he's scared. He's scared what I'm going to ask him. He's always so terrified. Because,
you
know,
you're going to ask him, Wally?
Oh, well, because him and I have this great relationship. Well, like, I ask him not normal interview questions. Like, I really, then I do give him a hard time about things.
Yeah.
And he is just so funny with everything. I mean, Wally is, I mean, you know, he's on dates and dates. I always kid him. I go, you know, he messed up one day, and the Zeno husband never caught it, but I caught it. He said he was in the Kiriakis mansion when he was actually in the Quartermain mansion. And they did not kiss it.
What?
And he goes, he's like, of course you are going to kiss that. I'm like, yes. And before you go, you have been great with working with Lisa, you know, Olivia. I mean, you were a little sketchy, deleting the phone, you know, deleting the message.
Yeah.
And now Ned slept with Alexis again. You know.
Oh my God.
And you know, people like was blaming you of being the cause of it. I'm like, wait a moment. This is not Brooklyn's fault, okay?
No.
They were drunk. This is not Brooklyn's fault, okay? So she deleted the message. Yeah. Not maybe she should have not deleted the message, but that would be something I would do. So you know, I get it. And my last remaining question, two questions. What has been your favorite TV show during this quarantine, when before you worked on GH and everything was closed down? Did you fall in love with, like, you know, where you've been watching something?
Oh, yeah. I fell in love with The Great on Hulu with Elle Fanning and Nicholas Hoult. It is so funny and so well done. And it's like, you know, it's about Catherine the Great, and it is unbelievable. Like, it is so, it's a period piece, but it's also a dark comedy. And it's just like, I watched all of it in one sitting, like on a Saturday.
Well, see, that's so easy to do, because I do that all the time. Like, okay, I should go to bed, but maybe one more episode, then I will go to bed. Then it's 6 in the morning. And my other question, so with COVID and everything being closed down, do you find yourself going into the kitchen more than normal? Because that's been my weakness. I'm like, I'm not really hungry, but let me see what I can find. So
I think it's like boredom. That like when you're bored, you if you run out of things to do, like it's like, oh, maybe I'll just eat something because that's an activity. But I think what I started doing actually more of is cooking. Obviously, a lot of people have too, but because I have so much food now in the kitchen, it's so much easier to just snack because there's so much food prepared, you know? So, yes. To answer your question, yes. I've been going into the kitchen a lot.
Yeah.
Obviously not when I'm shooting the show because I've tried to, you know, keep a healthy diet and exercise routine for while I'm shooting. But before then, I went through a cookie phase where I was like making all the cookies and then eating all the cookies. And then just lots of breads and lots of like, you know, chocolates. I was just like indulging.
Yeah, the whole exercise thing, like I tell myself, you know, okay, you should be doing that. But, you know, I mean, this whole COVID 15-pound thing, you know, is going to happen to people. And also, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas, don't you feel it's going to be weird this year? Because, you know, I mean, my mom usually sends out where we are having Thanksgiving, like, in mid-October to make sure my brothers and sisters, you know, don't have plans with their in-laws since I'm only single one without kids. So I didn't count. I did end up going with them. But this year, I don't think we are doing Christmas or Thanksgiving. And I think we are doing a Zoom thing. Because my brothers and sisters and I have been on this group text for the last 2 weeks. And I'm thinking, if anyone saw this group text, all of us would be, you know, in bad trouble. So do you have brothers and sisters, or were you an only kid?
I have a little sister who is in a totally different industry. She is in the tech world. And she and her husband are coming into town, into LA. I'm actually from LA, so my parents live in Los Angeles, which is really nice. So we're doing Thanksgiving, but everyone has to get tested. So we're all getting tested before we do Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
uncle is going to come, and it's just like, if it's more than, you know, than if we're getting inside, it would just make everyone feel less. My sister has asthma, and I think it would just make people feel less stressed out about it, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, this is, you know, I don't know how we are going to do it because, see, our family has, if I count everyone, it's like 20 people. So we will be breaking every rule there ever was by now. So, and since my sister's a doctor, it's like, I want you back. I mean, when you exit, I don't even want to say when you leave, I'm going to be in tears. I know that. I'm already preparing myself. You know, because I usually don't fangirl out, but you, I sort of have, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry that this interview was almost an hour in. I can blame myself. But you're so talented. It's just like, okay, there's so much to cover, and I want more people to know about you because I want you to get more jobs. So, that's my, you know. Yeah, and please, when you go back on set, tell Wally, Carly misses them and love them, and come back on Daytime After Dark. Yes, and please, oh my gosh. I know you can't say it, but you could. I mean, no one's listening to us, no. Do you have any scene with Sunny coming up?
With Sunny?
Yeah, Rumi Spinal. Yeah, do, that you can tell us?
Do I?
Okay.
No.
Well, I just love, you know, your scene because, you know, because your voice is so beautiful that I was sad for you that you couldn't sing at my funeral. And Eden has a beautiful voice too. So, and the way you were moved during that song, you were crying. And I was crying. Yeah. I'm like, okay, thank you. You know, you made me, I was crying the whole time Mike was dying. And then I rewatched it, and then I cried more. So, but please come back. You will come back for you, even though I probably, went over time with you. You will come back, right?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay, Colin's very happy now. I wish you could stay on the show, but like you said, yes, it's a man's role, and I get it. And Monday is a special episode with the election, Women's Day. But were you in that episode or no?
I wasn't. Mm-mm. No.
Okay, that's crappy. and there's one person that you haven't really worked with. I would love to see Carly in Brooklyn. I love Lara White. Yeah,
she's
I would
amazing.
Love to see, you guys together, like in a scene.
Yeah.
Because when she found out you got stabbed and slashed, she goes, oh my gosh. So, and then she goes, it was Neil. So, but please come back. But please have a great weekend. And please follow me on Twitter at daytime.
I will.
1976.
Right,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, I'm here. David, are you here? Hello? David?
I'm here. I know. David left us. David left us because he had to go to watch the TV show because his DVR is broken.
Oh, okay.
So he left us.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
And did I do a good job of playing to you?
Huh? Excuse me?
Did I do a good job of the interview?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you did a great job. And I just wish she could have just stayed on the show much longer. But like she said, it's Amanda's role. And it would be great to get Amanda on the show when you can get a chance. I don't know if you can be able to get her right now when she's getting ready to become a mom again or whatever.
Oh,
but,
well, yeah. I think it's crazy when you first become a mom. I mean, I know that from my sisters and sisters-in-laws. And I just want to say that we have so many guests coming back that I love where we are right now. And before we go, I just want to say that okay, people, I want to say that, just so you know, that I got a call from Social Security saying it was fraud and all that, and I have a fraud account. Do not hang up on those people. They are lying. And also, on November 3rd, we might have Jasper on the show. And I want to tell everyone, please, go vote. We need Biden to win.
Exactly.
We need Biden to win more than ever.
Right. Right. I don't know if you have anybody scheduled.
Go out and vote. Oh, and before we go, people, remember that is daylight saving time this weekend. So, what, do we fall back or we what?
I think we lose our because we fall back and spring forward in the spring. But I'm looking at the remaining NFL Thursday night football schedule, and November 19th, Seattle has a Thursday night football game. So I don't know if you have booked a guest for that day or not, but
okay.
It could be a possibility.
And,
you might have to do that in the morning.
Oh, and also, my team is playing the 49ers, and we got to win. So, yeah. So have a great night, everyone. Take a moment and enjoy the view.
Okay.
Wash your hands. Don't listen to Trump and vote. On Tuesday. Okay,
Tuesday,
bye guys.
Bye.
Bye.